Welcome to all. Today we're going to learn Masachas Menachas, Perek Yod, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is we're going to learn Brischos Asur Asrachol, Shishi Bezech Refan Yuzivu Hagun Bikarav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us, Ha'imer Hayamatir Ba'Medina, the carbon Omer, when it was brought, that allowed the Medina is every place outside the Beis HaMikdash, meaning all new grain was allowed to be eaten outside the Beis HaMikdash once the Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach. And that we had learned yesterday. Now, Shteh Halechem Ba'Mikdash, the Shteh Halechem, which are the two loaves of bread made out of wheat that's brought on Shavuos, that allows new grain to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So there was a significant amount of time in the Beis HaMikdash that new grain was still not allowed to be used. And because of that, says the Mishnah, Ein mevin menachos ubikurim umenchas behema kaidem l'omer. No bring menachos or bikurim, which is first fruits, or a mincha from a behema out of new grain before the omer is brought. Vimhevin, if someone did do so, possible. It's totally possible. Because even in the Medina, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, such grain is not allowed to be eaten. Now, kaidem shtei alechem lo yavi, it was after Pesach, but before Shavuos, so it's before the Shtei Alechem was brought. Also, lechatchila, don't bring any menachos or bikurim from new grain, because in the Beis HaMikdash, new grain is not to be eaten yet. But v'mehevi, if he did do so, kosher, it's still kosher, because outside the Beis HaMikdash is permitted to be eaten. So b'diavet, if it's brought in the Beis HaMikdash, it's okay. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, hachitim wheat, v'asayim and barley, v'kusmin and spelt, v'shibar the shuel and oats, v'shifin and rye, chayav and b'chala, all these types of grain. These are famously known as the five types of grain. They're all chayav and chala. So if a person makes a dough out of them, he has to separate chala and give it to Kain, umitzdar from zaimzeh, and they all combine with each other for the total of the shear of chala. It could be half of this and half of that all together. V'asur and b'chadash m'lufnei pesach, this isur of chadash of eating new grain that we've been discussing, the ones not allowed to eat new grain until the omer is brought. That's on these five types of grain. Umilekzem l'fnei omer, and also from cutting it before the omer. Now v'imish shrishu kadem l'omer, if these types of grain took root in the ground before the omer, ha'imer matiron, the omer now permits them. It's about this type of grain the pasuk is referring to. Once it took root before the Omer, so the Omer is matra to be eaten. Vimlav, however, if it didn't take root before the carbon Omer, asurun achiyavay Omer haba, so it's usher to eat whatever grows from it until the next year's carbon Omer is brought. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Chas and Tas, continuing to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.